Yotzi Miyoira. The sun is sending out arrows. Lilochem Bekeifen, to kill the people that don't believe in the sun. But Shayera Bekesha, some have used a bow and arrow. Naisen Pegima Sakesha, the Tatana.
The Pegima, the arrow is like this. Now you pull it this way. The string is down, and you pull the string towards you. But the side of the string is where the Pegima is. Now the arrow is the bow is this way, and the bow, the inside of the bow, is facing towards you. So they never want to give, that Hashem doesn't give the pleasure to the people that worship the sun, just to say they should be shooting people.
All right, we'll stop here.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here, and so on, after Rosh Hashanah. We'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.
You're holding Daf Chov Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says on top, this is the B'dikas they used to ask the Edim that came to say they saw the new moon last night. The Mishnah says they would ask him how high the Levona looked above the ground, and on which side was it turning towards. The Gemara says, Tona Chodo, in one place we don't like this, that Litzvayna Dvor Kayomim. And really this goes to the first part the Mishnah before said, that we used to ask them, is this moon on the north side of the sun, Litzvayna or Lidroima? It also was on the south side of the sun. So now the Brisa says like this. One Brisa says that if the Edom would answer back and say that Litzvayna, that the moon was on the north side of the sun, Dvar of Kayamim, that's like a true, we believe him. Lidroima, but if we would say that the moon was on the south side of the sun, then Lo Yamaklum, he did not say anything, we don't believe him. For a time, Yitzchak, another Brisa says just the opposite way, that Lidroima, Dvar of Kayamim, if the aide says that he saw the moon last night was on the south side of the sun, then we believe him. Litzvayna, if he says he saw the moon on the north side of the sun, Lo Yamaklum, he didn't say anything. But of course, it's here in the Braisa. Like, which way is the moon supposed to be? Is the moon supposed to be on the north side of the sun or on the south side of the sun? So Gemara answers, Lekasha, there's no steer here. I tell you, Kan bi Moisachamo, Kan bi Moisachashemin. One is talking about the summer months, and one is talking about the winter months. So Rashi explains it like this. Rashi explains that Kan bi Moisachamo, it means bi Moisachamo in the summer months, could go in Biyoim Orach, when the days are very long, Shat Kufas Tamis, is Chama Shekas L'Soif Mariv L'Tzatzofen. The sun goes down on Mariv, the west side, but on the north side, Kretani B'Ervin, that Chama Yoytzef B'Yoim Orach V'Shekas B'Yoim Orach Zel Pnei Tzofen. In other words, in the long days, the sun comes up on the Mizrach, on the east side, on the north, the Mizrach Tzvoyna. And it goes down Mariv on the west side, also on the north side, Mariv Tzvoyna. In other words, throughout the day, it travels all along the north side. Mashenkim b'yem kotzer, in the short days, v'shakas b'yem kotzer, zel p'nei dorm. In the short days of the winter, then it's just the opposite. The sun then goes along the south side. And nisim v'tishrei, chama yetz v'chati mizu v'shakas v'chati marav. Nisim v'tishrei, that's when the days are equal, that's when the sun travels straight across in the middle from east to south. So it comes out that in the summer months, the long days, the sun is on the north side. Therefore, if you say you saw the moon on the dorm on the south side, it's believed. Mashenka, if you say you saw the moon on the north side of the sun, that's a sheker. However, in the winter months, then the sun goes along the south side. It comes up early and it comes up in the morning, Mizrach on the east, dorm south side, and travels all along the south and goes down on the west side, the west south. So in the winter months, the summer, the sun is always on the south side. So if you say you saw the Levana on the north side, we believe you. But if you say you saw the Levana, the moon, on the south side of the Chama, then it's Sheker, then we don't believe you. So it depends what part of the season you say you saw the moon. That on the winter months again, the sun is on the south side. Therefore, the moon should be on the north side. And in the summer months, the long days, it's the opposite. That the sun goes along the south on the north side. Therefore, the moon should be seen on the south side, on the south side of the sun. Gemara says, Vaitam, Tana Rabbonim, Echod Oyne Gvoya Beiz Madois. One eight said that to him the moon looked as if it was his measurement of two Madois above the ground. The Echod Oyne Gimel, and the other, second eight, said to him, looks like it was three measurements above the ground. The Gemara says they do some kiyemis. That's still kosher edim. They can make a mistake between one mardoyas, they can make a mistake. What about echadoyim gimel v'echadoyim hei? One eight said to him the moon looked as if it was three mardoyas above the ground. And the other one said to him it looked like it was five. Then we say a dusim batela. Then we say one of the two is lying, one of the two didn't see good. There can't be that much of a difference between the two of them. Avo mitstarfen li edus acheres. But the law is not that we throw both of them away. In other words, one is telling the truth, we just don't know which one. So we keep them both around, that we see another, a third aid comes, and he agrees with one of these two. Then we have two, so we leave those two to make the Kiddush HaKadosh. That's called Avo mitstarfen li edus acheres. We leave them both around in order that when a third one comes, he'll be together with one of those two. Turn around, look at a verse like this. Re'inu b'mayim. Let's say Edim come and said they saw the moon through the water. In other words, they saw the reflection, they looked into the river, and they saw the moon. Or else, re'inu b'yashotis. We saw the moon through a mirror. Or else through a glass. Re'inu b'yovin. We saw the moon through the clouds. It was a thick, very cloudy day, and they saw it through the clouds. They can't say Edis. That's not cool. They saw the new moon. What about chetzir b'mayim, chetzir b'ovim, chetzir b'ashoshes? Hey, so how many rivers they only saw half of the moon, and the half they saw also was through the water, was through the clouds, was through the glass? It's still ain't midin olov. You can't say aegis on this. Tomorrow says for sure not. Like hashta kula mazuch when he saw the whole moon. Or ma'atullah, he said it's no good if he saw it through the glass, or through the clouds, or through the water. Chetzir b'miboy, if he only saw half of the cloud, or half of the moon, for sure, it's no good. So the answer is alochikom. This is what the price means to say. Chetzio v'mayim, chetzio berkia. Half the moon, true, you saw straight through the sky. You saw it directly. But the other half, you only saw through the water. Chetzio b'ovin, chetzio berkia. Half the moon, true, you saw straight. But the other half was through the clouds. Chetzio b'ashoshes, chetzio berkia. Half the moon, you saw through the glass, through the window. And the other half, you saw straight. So the locker is ain't midin olov. You cannot say aegis on this. Now that's the chiddush. You have to see the whole moon directly. Turn around, the rabbonim we learn like this. Reinu v'shubla reinu. Let's say the aegim said they saw the moon, but then we did not see it a second time. The locker is ain't midin olov. They can't say aegis. We don't believe them in Bezdin that they saw the new moon. So the Gemara, why not? Like kol hochi. Chazi lo v'yozli? Do they have to say they see it all the time until they come to Beis Din? Like, what's the shir? L'chura, since they saw it one time, that's enough to say Kiddush HaKadosh. The Gemara says, Omer Abaye Hochi Kama, Re'inu Me'aleinu, means first we took a glance by ourselves, we didn't have in mind to say this, and we saw the moon. V'shovnu L'roisoi, Midateinu, and then we went to look at it a second time as if to have das, to have in mind, that now we want to say Bateras Edis. We want to see it to be able to say Edis in Beis Din. And when they looked up the second time, they did not see it anymore. In such a case, Ein Midin Olov. They're not allowed to say Edis in Beis Din from the first glance that they looked up and saw the moon, since at that time they did not have in mind that they're going to say Edis. My time, or what's the reasoning? Ein Mokos will say, Kuvisa de Ibo be Almuhu de Chazi. It could just be they saw a piece of a white cloud that looked like the moon. In other words, since at the first glance they did not have in mind yet to say Edis, so they did not look that carefully at that time. So that first glance, they have to be afraid maybe they were mistaken by just a piece of white cloud. So therefore, what they're supposed to do is look a second time to make sure they really saw it, to have in mind to say Bateras Edis, and when they looked up the second time, they did not see the moon, so then we say we can't believe them, that's not called Edim, to make a Kiddush HaKadosh. Such a Mishnah. Rosh HaDezdin Oimer Nekudish. After two Edim come to Beis Din, and Beis Din accepts them, then the head of Beis Din says, Mekudish, he's Mekadish the Chodesh. V'chol om oinim achrov Mekudish Mekudish. And all the people around there in front of the Beis Din, they answer back and say two times, Mekudish Mekudish. Now, the Tanakam holds in the Mishnah, Bein Shinira Bezmanai, whether the Edim come to say that on the 30th day it should be Rosh Chodesh. They saw the moon last night, that's called Bezmanai. Then Beis Din has to say Mekudish, and Am has to answer back, Mekudish Mekudish. Bein shlo nira bizmanai, whether the moon was not seen at its right time, in other words, on the 30th day, they did not make Rosh Chodesh. The Edim first came on the 31st day to say they saw last night the moon. In such a case is Mekad Shinoisai. Still the Tanakhama says on the 31st day, Beis Din still has to say, Mekudish HaChodesh. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadok Omer, he says no. Im loy nira bismanoi, when Edim did not come at the first day as real time, the 30th day, to make Rosh Chodesh. They only came on the 31st day, then the locher is ein mekadesh noisai. Bezdin does not have to say mekudesh on the 31st day. Why? Shekva kitru shemayim. Because it's like Hashem in Shemayim is Kodesh already. In other words, once the 30th day was not Rosh Chodesh, we know already for sure the 31st day will be Rosh Chodesh. So it's like when a Shemayim by itself becomes Rosh Chodesh, you don't need the Bezdin to say Kiddush HaChodesh. Tomorrow says Rosh Bezdin, Minoha Nimili, how do we know this, that the head of the Bezdin should say Mekudesh? Omer Rab Chia Baganda, Omer Rab Yosi Ben Shol, Omer Rebbe, Omer Akroa, the Pasuk says, Vayedah Be'Moshe Smayadi Hashem, that Moshe called out the Moyadi Hashem. So Moshe was like the Rosh Bezdin, he called out, like Moyadi Hashem, he called out Rosh Chodesh, is Mikan, from here we learn out, Rosh Bezdin Lein Men Mekudesh, that the head of the Bezdin, he has to try to say Mekudesh, he has to make the Rosh Chodesh. V'chol Om, Oynam Acher of Mekudesh Mekudesh, and all the people answer back after him and say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Minolon, how do we know this? Gemara says, Minolon, how do we know this? Gemara answers, Omar Rav Papa, Omar Kroa, the Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Oysam, that they have to answer. So we say, Kori Be Atem, you have to say, you, the Tzibur, has to answer back and say, Mekudesh Mekudesh. We have Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Omar, from a different Pasuk. Pasuk says, Elohein Mayadei, means, Hein Yemru Mayadei. They should say Mayadei. Now, Mekudesh Mekudesh trays in the Lomli. How come they have to answer back two times Mekudesh Mekudesh? You see, the Pasuk says, Mikroi Kodesh. Like Mikroi is like a Lashon Rabbim, like two of them, Rashi says, trays in the Mashma. Two times you have to say Mekudesh. We have Lezer of Tzedek Oimer, Im Loi Nira Bismanoi, Ein Mekadshin Oisai. That's what Lezer of Tzedek's sheet in the Mishnah, that doesn't only have to say Mekudesh when the Mekadesh the 30th day. But when the 31st day of the month becomes Rosh Kodesh, that's like Kitru Min HaShemayim. Tanya the Gemara says, Plimi Yoyme, Plimi says, the opposite, that Bismanoi Ein Mekadshin Oisai. When they make the Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, then Bezin does not have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Ma'ashen Ken Shaloi Bismanoi. When you're not making the Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, but the 31st day, then Mekadshin Oisai. Just the opposite, Svara. Then you have to be Mekadeshit. Now, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon in there, Benkach Ubenkach Ein Mekadshin Oisai. He says, no, in both places, there's no Indian for Bezin to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. You just have to have Edim to come, and that's all. You don't have to say Kiddush HaChodesh. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem eshnasach emishim. You should be the Kaddish like the 50th year. So we dash in Shonim ato Mekadesh. The 50th year of Yovel has the Chiyot to be Mekadeshit. But V'yato Mekadesh Chadoshim. You do not have to make the Chadoshim, the month's Kaddish. It's like Kaddish by itself. Now, Om Rav Yudam HaShmuel Halofa Karebi Elezer Reb Tzadik. We paskin like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, the second sheet in our Mishnah, to say that Bezin has to say Mekudesh when it's the 30th day. But the 31st day did not have to. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Afana Namitanina. I bring you a proof to this also. We also learned like this. But it says, Re'uhu Bezdin. If Bezdin saw, V'chol Yisroel Nechber Edim, and the whole Klai Yisroel is being choyke the Edim. But for like, on the 30th day, the Edim came and it took time until they checked them out to make sure they're telling the truth. But for Lohi Spiku Loina Mekudesh Atshech HaSheichem, they did not have enough time to say out Mekudesh until Mamasha came nighttime already, until it passed the 30th day, is a Rezim Uber. You should know it's considered like this 30th day is part of the last month. The last month is the Molei, and Rosh Chodesh will first be the 31st day. So the Deek is Uber in Mekudesh Loi, that last month is Uber an extra day to it, and that's it. But for the new month now, for the new 31st day, you do not have to say Mekudesh. Sumor says Loi. I tell you, Ma'uber Yitzchaklai. It's a Chiddush that last month is a Ma'uber has 30 days to it. Why? But really, could be you have to be Mekadesh the new month. That Av Bezdin does have to say Mekudesh. Now, what's the Chiddush here in such a case that Bezdin was not Mekadesh it? That the 31st day is first Rosh Chodesh? Because Salkadarta Chamina, I would have thought, Ho Yulu Bezdin. V'chol Yisroel, since the Bezdin themselves saw the new moon. And the Oklai Yisroel, if Arsamo, that is considered like a person, everybody knows about it, that they really should be Rosh Chodesh, even though they did not get around to say Mekudesh, still, I would say today should be the Rosh Chodesh, and we should not push it off till tomorrow. Is Kamash Mulan, yes, that since Bezin did not say Mekudesh on the first day, we push off the Rosh Chodesh until the 31st day. But it could be an economy, the 31st day also has to say Mekudesh. However, that's the halacha, like Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, that on the 30th day, we need Bezin to say Mekudesh.
But on the 31st day, you did not need it to school check for Kitru Shemayim. So the Mishnah Baita, the Mus Tsuras Levono, a form, a picture of the moon. Hoyel of Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel used to have it. The tavlo on a board, over kaisel, like hanging on his wall. The Aliyosoi on his attic, where he used to live upstairs. What did he have it there for? What did he have the picture form of the moon for? Shebohen Mara Sedjotis. Because he used to show the Eidim that used to come to say that they saw the new moon last night, that Jaitis, the posture of the people that couldn't explain themselves exactly how the moon looked, so he used to have different forms of the moon. The Eimer, and he would say to them, Hak is there, Royus, like is there? Like he would be boidic each day separately to say, did you see the moon like this picture? Or did you see the moon like this picture? He had a few pictures there of the moon. And he used to check them out to make sure they're both telling the truth. So Mori asked the question, Umishori, are you allowed to have, or the Havaminirath even made it, are you allowed to make the form of a moon? For your Ksir, the Pasuk says, Laisasun Iti. That means you should not make something like me. That means, Laisasun Kudmus Shamashai. You're not allowed to make a form of the things that are Mishamish that work for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the moon. So the Marin says, Om Rabbi, Abaye said, Laisasun Torah Lashamashim Shefshal Asayis Kamoisim. The Torah only asked us to make forms of something that we really could make, like we'll soon see, like the Beis Hamikdash, or like the menorah, like the Shulchan. However, something like the moon or the sun that we cannot make it, therefore there's no issue in making a form like it. Could the time like we learned like this. Lo yasa odom bayis, a person should not make a house, tavnas hechel. That looks like the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ach sadra, don't make like an open porch, tavnas ulam, to look like the ulam of the Beis Hamikdash. Chotzer, don't have a chotzer. Keneged Azorah, that looks like the Azorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Now these things we're not allowed to make a form of. Shulchan, you're not allowed to make a table. Keneged Shulchan, that looks like the Shulchan that was in the Beis Hamikdash. Menorah, you can't make a menorah. Keneged Menorah, that looks something like the menorah that was in the Beis Hamikdash, which had seven candlesticks to it. Avaloisa, but you're allowed to make a menorah Shal Chamisha, but only has five candlesticks. The Shal Shisha, six. The Shal Shemayna, eight is good. The Shal Shiva, lo yata. But to make a menorah that has seven candlesticks, that you're not allowed to make. Even if you don't make it out of silver,